Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Real estate sales insurance agents and interior design services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More job cuts in Washington, this time at the Department of Education. 1,300 positions to be eliminated. Steel and aluminum tariffs going into effect today. As for the overall U.S. economy, President Trump says he's not worried. Here's ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
Trump vowed to make the economy better on day one, but now he says the U.S. is in transition.
Yeah. Do you think there will be a recession?
I don't see it at all. I think this country is going to boom. But as I said, I can do it the easy way or the hard way. The hard way to do it is exactly what I'm doing, but the results are going to be 20 times greater.
Wall Street gets a new report on inflation today, which could ease concerns or raise more concerns about where the economy is headed.
This morning, Dow futures are up around 220 points. There was a shooting outside the normally crowded Terminal 2 at O'Hare Airport in Chicago overnight. One person's hospitalized and one is being questioned. This is ABC News. An Indiana woman trapped for nearly a week in her wrecked car has been found alive.
41-year-old Brianna Castle was on the way to visit a friend when she fell asleep at the wheel. Her father says she stayed alive by dipping her sweatshirt into the water in that ditch.
And she was using her hoodie and wringing it to get a drink of water, trying to survive. And she was in excruciating pain.
6 long days passed until a man working for a drainage company spotted her car and called his boss, who happens to be the fire chief.
That's ABC's Lana Moise. The NTSB banning most helicopters over the Potomac River around Washington, D.C., following that deadly midair collision between an Army helicopter and a passenger plane. There have been several past near misses as well. The Russian captain of the cargo ship that collided with a U.S.-owned oil tanker off the coast of England remains in U.K. custody. He has been charged with suspicion of manslaughter by gross negligence. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Homeownership comes with some unknowns. Insurance is one of them. Our hometown agents ask the right questions to find the coverage you need at a price you can afford. Contract Driftless Area Group today to get your free insurance review. When it comes to insurance, Driftless Area Group are experienced professionals you can rely on. To get your free insurance review today, call us at 608-647-9050 or stop at our office at 27128 Highway 14, Richland Center.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of fasting, Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Looking for a caring and supportive place to call home? At Schmidt Woodland Hills, we offer personalized assistance while helping you maintain independence and joy in daily life. Enjoy delicious meals, engaging activities, and 24/7 support in a warm, welcoming community where you're not just a resident, you're family. Discover a place where compassion and comfort come together. Call 608-647-8931 today to schedule a tour. Schmidt Woodland Hills, where your next chapter begins.
This is the story of the one. He is responsible for keeping a leading healthcare facility clean and safe. And he trusts Grainger's high-quality HVAC cleaning and safety products, combined with their world-class supply chain, to consistently deliver, ensuring he's covered inside and out, so he can focus on keeping his facility clean to help protect the health of everyone inside. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the House on the Rock? The attraction opens March 13th, and they need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO, and a good Wednesday to you. I hope your day is starting well. Today is going to be a nice day all around in southwest Wisconsin as temperatures warm up to about 60 degrees, a mostly sunny sky, some mid to high clouds passing overhead, but not a big deal, not going to bring us any precipitation. The wind will be light today and tonight with the pressure field fairly slackened across the region, but that will change as we get close to the end of the week and this coming weekend. It'll be quite windy as a storm system develops and approaches from the west-southwest and intensifies, and as that pressure gradient increases, the difference in pressure over an area, we will see the wind really intensify, first from the south bringing in milder air and then switching to the northwest late this weekend bringing in colder winter-like air. So the remainder of your forecast here, tonight will be mostly clear, low around 31, while Thursday mostly sunny, a high near 66, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour, gusting up to about 15. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 44 with southeast winds 5 to 10, gusting to 15. And Friday, partly to mostly cloudy, highs around 73. Yes, you heard it, low 70s, a south-southeast wind 12 to 20, gusting up to about 35 miles per hour. Now, during the day on Friday, there is a slight chance of showers. While rain is likely Friday evening and Friday night, possibly a couple of thunderstorms as well. And our area could pick up a quarter to a half inch of rain. Saturday, cloudy and windy with occasional light rain showers, highs around 54. At night, as temperatures cool, there could be a little bit of a transition to a mix and then some light snow. And this will be when the precipitation is winding down, that system starts pushing to the east. So Sunday in the morning, there is a slight chance of some lingering snow, but really no accumulation. Highs on Sunday with decreasing clouds, even though we'll see sun, highs close to 40. So quite a difference compared to the end of this week. And then Monday, mostly sunny, feeling nicer with highs in the mid-50s. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
You work hard every day to make ends meet and provide for the future. Scam artists also work hard, hoping to rob you of your hard work. Richland County Bank stands ready to answer your questions and help you protect yourself. The bank is echoing advice provided by the IRS. Throughout the year, taxpayers should watch for new versions of tax-related scams. One such scam involves fake property liens. It threatens taxpayers with a tax bill from a fictional government agency. The non-existent agencies might have a legitimate-sounding name like the Bureau of Tax Enforcement. There is no such agency. The scams may also reference the IRS to confuse potential victims into thinking the letter is from a real agency. For anyone who doesn't owe taxes and has no reason to think they do, they should contact the appropriate authorities. Taxpayers who do owe tax or think they might owe should review their tax account information and payment options at irs.gov. Reviewing tax account information online will show the taxpayer if they indeed owe the IRS and how much. If you need help, stop by Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. 27 degrees with sunshine currently. Yesterday's high was 52. The morning low today, 23. Record high will be safe today. It's 74, set back in 1990. Record low, 7 degrees below zero in the year of 1948. We did come close a year ago to a record. 71 was the high and the low 40. Sunset will happen at 4 minutes after 7 this evening. Tomorrow morning sunrise, 7:18. The air is calm. Barometer at 29.99. No precipitation today. And with sunshine wall to wall, it is 27 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center. By Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience, located in southwest Wisconsin, proudly serving local communities with a commitment to quality and exceptional service. And by the WRCO Sports Boosters. More winter sports postseason accolades, details on a loss by the Bucks last night, and an even bigger loss to the franchise and the world of sports.
Putting off those auto repairs can cost you more in the long run, so now's the time to be thinking about putting your tax refund to good use and scheduling an appointment for service work or new tires. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Stops in at 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center, where you'll find oil, accessories, and car audio as well. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 649-2886.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. There is more all-conference news today from the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Dodgeville Mineral Point, Iowa Grand Highland was the top gymnastics team this year, followed by Platteville Belmont Lancaster, Southwestern Co-op, Prairie du Chien Fenimore, and River Valley Barneveld. Anya Sefrud of River Valley Barneveld, a senior, was a first team member on the vault. Also, she was the first team member as well with bars and beam, and she did well as a member of the floor all-conference team, the all-around as well. Among the all-around gymnasts from Dodgeville Co-op, Madeline Klein, Platteville Belmont Lancaster's Macy Gall, and Dodgeville Co-op's Faith Hoffman and Allie Baylor. Second team members, Southwestern Co-op's Destiny Furlong and Piper DePaul, along with Shelby Hoy. From Platteville Belmont Lancaster, Aubrey Stater, a freshman, and Prairie du Chien Fenimore's Taya Dressler. Honorable mention gymnasts include Adeline Stater, a sophomore from Platteville Belmont Lancaster, and Riley Lewerke Hosh from Southwestern Co-op. Also, the WIAA has released the names of its three-point shooters. They'll be taking part in the three-point challenge just before the state finals on Saturday at the Resch Center in Green Bay. Among the Southwestern Wisconsin shooters, Mandy Worley, River Ridge, a senior who will be representing her team and the conference coming up at the shootout on Saturday morning at the Resch Center. The WIAA has released its boys basketball all-academic state teams. Division I, Kettle Moraine, Manitowoc Lincoln, and Brookfield East are 1, 2, and 3. Division II, Reedsburg's boys basketball team is an academic all-state first team with a GPA at 3.856. Plymouth and Notre Dame also are second and third. Division III, Winneconne, Waupun, and Amory are 1, 2, and 3. Division IV boys, Oconto, Stratford, and Cumberland, and D5, Riblake, Frederick, and Gillette. And from the girls' all-state academic teams, Sheboygan North, Division I first team, followed by Verona and Kimberly. Division II, Union Grove, Edgewood, and Rice Lake are 1, 2, and 3. Division 3, Tomahawk, Arcadia, and Kettle Moraine Lutheran. Division 4, Westby, is a first team all-state girls basketball team with a cumulative grade point average of 3.950. Darlington is second at 3.946, and Kohler is third. New Auburn, the top team in Division 5, Wild Rose is runner-up, and Pittsville is third. Results of the Church League Volleyball Tournament that continues this week. A Division, St. John's Lutheran advanced by knocking out Avoca Bible Church 1, 2-0. B Division results, Grace Community 2 defeated Avoca Bible Church 2, 2-1. Beulah Wesleyan 1 eliminated 5 Points Lutheran, 2-0. Church of the Nazarene 2, end of the season for Boscobel Assembly of God, 2-0. And Nazarene 2 also knocked out Beulah Wesleyan 1, 2-0. In the C Division results, Church of the Nazarene 1, blanked Richland Baptist Temple 3, 2-0. Richland Baptist Temple 4, eliminated Free Methodist 2, 2-0. And Grace Community 1, end of the season for Beulah Wesleyan 2, 2-0. The tournament wraps up next week at the Richland Center Community Center with matches that will be coming up to finish out the year. For a look at the schedule, you can check out the rcchurchleague.com site.
Bowling scores from the Lucky Strikers League. Series High Premier Co-op at 2409. Triple P Farms, 2390. Hotman Plumbing with a 2381. Bindle Tire and Auto and Right Way Shell, each at 864s. Triple P Farms, 835. Premier Co-op and 827. Top Series, Nicole Mottier with a 571. Jamie Parr, 512. Caitlin Davison, 506. Top game, Nicole Mottier with a 203 and a 194. Marge Hotman, 193. Patty Labansky, a 187. Split pickups, Patty Labansky and Ann Makovic with 310s. Judy Skelly and Irene Klatt Stovey with 57s. And Kelly Neitzel, a 27 in the Lucky Strikers Bowling League. The Bucks came up to the end. And we're looking good until the final play, 115-114, the final score. As it was Tyrese Halliburton describing it as a football play, taking a handoff along the line and then draining a three-pointer while being fouled by Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he made the free throw, getting the team the lead. And Indiana held on for a 115-114 victory over the Bucks when Giannis missed a three-pointer at the buzzer. The team is off today, then they'll take on the LA Lakers Thursday at home. Former Bucks star and successful businessman Junior Bridgman has died in Louisville. He was 71. Bridgman's business ventures made him a billionaire. Just last year, he bought a 10% share of the ownership of the Milwaukee Bucks franchise. He was attending a fundraising event Tuesday when he suffered a medical event, possibly a heart attack. Bridgman played 12 years in the NBA. The Bucks retired his number 2 jersey previously. For Bucks coach Doc Rivers, yesterday was a difficult day.
Here's a guy that I think the most he made was with $300,000 in his career, and he's an owner. So think about that kid growing up wanting to be an NBA player. It was probably his dream, and he turned that dream into being an NBA owner. And if that's not what every kid should aspire to do. You know, I was even reflecting on my career, you know, as a coach, and I've won titles and all that stuff. And you should really want to be like Junior. I mean, when you think about it, he is the exact model that the league should use every day when they're talking to our young players. So tough day, just really a tough day.
Elsewhere in the NBA, Cleveland 109, Brooklyn 104, Detroit 123, Washington 103, and New Orleans 127, the Clippers 120. The Brewers were winners in exhibition baseball yesterday, 9-7 against the Cubs. They'll be back at it again today as Milwaukee wraps up the last handful of games. The very first official game in Major League Baseball for the Brewers coming up on March 27th. Miami beat St. Louis 12-5 yesterday. It was also Detroit 3-1 over Atlanta, and Arizona beat Kansas City 3-2. San Diego 7, the White Sox 5. Baltimore 6-2 over the Yankees. Toronto 3-2 against Minnesota. And the Packers will receive a compensatory pick in the 7th round of the NFL draft this year. That means the team will have 8 picks when the draft is held in Green Bay. The Packers are receiving the pick because offensive tackle Yosh Nyman was lost in free agency last year. That compensatory system was started in 1994, and only 2 teams, the Ravens and Cowboys, have received more extra picks than the 53 awarded to Green Bay. I'm Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Town & Country TV and Appliance in Richland Center is the area's leading appliance store, serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1972. They're your big screen HD TV headquarters. Walsh's Ace, the helpful hardware place with quality products from paint and electrical supplies to plumbing, power tools, clothing, animal health, and more. And Feral Gas, America's premier propane company, offers the convenience and flexibility of online bill payment and 24-hour emergency service. Call Feral Gas today.
It is 8:23 and time now for a vintage Paul Harvey program. The rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. Perhaps it's because knowledge in the field of medicine is compounding so rapidly that doctors are increasingly skeptical, more and more reticent to accept the latest discoveries until each has been painstakingly tested and verified. Imagine then the skepticism of surgeons in Omaha, Nebraska, when a candidate for major surgery insisted that they, the doctors, use his equipment for the operation. The patient's name was Adrian Hannes, H-A-N-N-U-S, apparently responsible young man employed by an energy firm in Omaha, faculty member at Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. February 14, 1983, Mr. Hannes had been taken to Methodist Hospital, complaining of severe abdominal pains. A diagnosis was made, surgery prescribed, and then, during a pre-surgery consultation, the patient produced a felt-lined case and presented it to the surgeon. Said, Mr. Hannes, I want you to use these when you operate. The surgeon opened the case, and inside were what appeared to be scalpels. Scalpels, but they were nothing like the doctor had ever seen before. The patient was asked where he got them. Mr. Hannes replied that a friend in Lynchburg, Virginia, had made them. They were indeed scalpels, but this is the rest of the story. They were more than 100 times sharper than a honed steel instrument. The surgeon was incredulous, and then he looked more closely to see that the surgical instruments his patient had brought, that the blades of all of them were made of glass. Now, certainly Mr. Hannes' surgeon was in no way compelled to give these revolutionary scalpels a try, except by curiosity. But curiosity was enough. And so after seeking and obtaining official assurance that the instruments were safe to use, the surgeon agreed. The surgery was performed, and those scalpels were so sharp that they required almost no pressure to cut. And this so impressed the surgeon who used them that he began recommending that they be employed in delicate surgery of all kinds, plastic surgery, eye surgery, which they were. The glass blades, only 0.004 inches in thickness, manufactured and sold for $15 apiece. That's more than 53 times less expensive than comparable diamond edge scalpels. The pioneer patient, Adrian Hannes, recuperated nicely. He did recover, and they're still talking about this back at Augustana College. That's where Mr. Hannes is director of archaeology. Archaeology! And the remarkable surgical instruments that he helped introduce to modern medicine were precise replicas of implements that he had retrieved from the earth, from the chasms of time, relics of the ancient cultures of the Indians of Central America, blades handcrafted of volcanic glass and used by Aztec surgeons 2,500 years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.
Today's small business owners know just how much hard work is involved in starting and growing a business. But the challenges involved are not foreign to you. You're all in. Still, it doesn't hurt to have some good neighborly help. Like yourself, State Farm agents are also small business owners. This enables them to help you choose the right insurance coverage to fit your small business needs. So why not insure your small business with a fellow small business owner who also happens to be a good neighbor? Call, text, or stop by Julie Karen State Farm in downtown Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
At Larson Collision and Paint in Lone Rock, Ryan understands that unexpected moments can leave your vehicle in need of some tender, loving care. But here's the good news. Fixing those dents and scratches shouldn't cost you a fortune. Give Ryan a call at 583-0105 and let them take care of your auto body needs without breaking the bank. Don't let a little fender bender turn into a financial headache. Call Ryan at Larson Collision and Paint today. Your wallet and your vehicle will thank you.
100.9 WRCO.
Faith Hill on WRCO, and another little piece of my heart. Just past 8:30, we're at 28 degrees. The trivia question of the day is coming up. We'll give you a great chance to win, courtesy of Walsh's. And we've had some calls wondering, but no, we're not giving away Joanne's can of chili. So that's not included. Feel free to call, though, nonetheless. Right now, Rascal Flatts.
Thank you.
on my shoulder.
Brenda Lambert on WRCO, 20 minutes before 9. Don't forget, the Red Cross Blood Drive in Richland Center is happening today from 11:30 until 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. Appointments are encouraged. To make an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. And Willow Valley United Methodist Church Men's Spaghetti Supper will be held this evening starting at 4:30. A free will offering will be accepted for that event.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project.
Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled before spring. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, equal housing lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop. Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Dealing with ice and snow? Get ready for spring with Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. They're here to equip you with top-notch New Holland tractors and equipment, from compact to high horsepower, hay, forage, and even skid steer loaders. Right now, enjoy special cash back and financing offers. But hurry, these deals end March 31st, 2025. Visit Simpson's Tractor today and be equipped for tomorrow. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland, your partners for a new world.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Trivia Time today is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of Lacrosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Today's trivia winner wins from Walsh's Ace, if you know the right answer. As his playing career ended, which former Milwaukee Buck acted in films such as White Men Can't Jump, Love and Action in Chicago, Blue Chips, and Forget Paris? After his playing days ended, this former Buck acted in those roles, in those movies. 608-647-4155. If you can name him, here is Lady A.
Will this heart of mine has been hardened like a stone? It might take some time it's gone, but I'm moving on. And you don't hold my dreams like you did before. Oh, and I will curse your name. Town and just passing through to claim you're lost and found, but I'm over you and there ain't nothing there you can say or do to take what you did back. We've got nerve to waltz right in and think what's mine is yours again. I've been doing fine without you, forgetting all the love we once knew. Girl, I ain't the one that slammed that door. Now you see a change of thinking, but I ain't got a heart for breaking. So go and pick your bags up off my floor. Oh, cause love don't live here anymore.
WRCO. Hey, congratulations to our winner today, Greg Alvin, the winner of trivia. Woo! He beat his brother today, so way to go, Greg. Congratulations. As his playing career ended, which former Milwaukee Buck acted in small roles in many films, such as White Men Can't Jump, Love and Action in Chicago, Blue Chips, and Forget Paris? The right answer, Marcus Johnson. One of my favorite Bucks from back in that era. He was a great one, an all-star, and very deserving of being in the NBA Hall of Fame, which I understand he is not. But he was one of those Rookie of the Year in some publications that year. There were several good players that came into the league the same year as he. But Marcus was a leader for the Bucks and then went on for a few more years for other teams on the West Coast. Made some movies. And I remember the first time I saw the movie White Men Can't Jump, I was watching the credits and all of a sudden I'm like, Marcus Johnson? It's got to be the same guy. And sure enough, it was. So Greg wins from Walsh's Ace. Congratulations today. I was thinking about some former Bucks, and that was sad news yesterday, the death of Junior Bridgman. Seemed like always such a nice guy when he played and then went on to really make his mark in the business world. And that's an amazing stat. Despite never making more than $350,000 a season during his NBA career, he had a net worth of over $600 million. So this was in 2016. Forbes ranked Junior Bridgman the fourth wealthiest retired athlete in the world, behind only Michael Jordan, David Beckham, and Arnold Palmer. So that's pretty amazing for a guy who was a sixth man for the Bucks for many years and then later went on to make his mark with, I think, the Wendy's restaurant franchise was one of the first big successes for him. So there you go. That's trivia for today.
Why'd you come in here looking like that in your cowboy?
WRCO Radio for a beautiful Wednesday.
Hey everyone, John from Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel here. Now's the time to stock up on filters at unbeatable price. Need filters for your car, truck, mower, or industrial equipment? Don't miss out. Now through March 15th is your chance to save big. Plus, we've got great deals on hydraulic oil greases and a full lineup of Milwaukee tools at fantastic prices. Now until quantity runs out, all Craftsman tools on big blowout pricing. Hurry in, the filter and tool sale ends March 15th at Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
Brewhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout Southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brewhaha Roasters coffee today.
I'll be. That's one talented rooster.
Nope. Just ready for fall fun at Chicken Ridge Farm. You heard them. Chicken Ridge Farm is opening for the fall season in September of 2025. Bring the whole family for fresh air, farm fun, and memories that'll last a lifetime. Chicken Ridge Farms thanks everyone for a great year and looks forward to seeing you this year. Check Facebook for the latest updates and don't miss out. Chicken Ridge Farms wishes all the area student athletes the best.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Coming up, trails time, and then we have some guests in the studio from the Richland School District. Later on, Ken Dimash will be our guest in the studio. That'll be fun between 10 and 11 right here. Here's Jelly Roll.
I let you drive around my mind. I can't count the times you made me feel like I'm nothing. Played me like a fool, like a fool. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Yeah, I walk right out the fire. Yeah, you try to keep me down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Oh, and now I ain't scared of telling you where you can go, 'cause I know you're nothing but a lie. You burn me one too many times, like a devil in disguise, hiding your true colors. Just leave me alone, keep leading me on. Saying drink another whiskey, pop another pill. Money makes you happy, heaven isn't real. You won't find nobody to love because your heart's too broke. Now I know you ain't nothing but a liar. Down, try to put me underground, but I'm only going higher. I can hear you in my head, in my bed when I'm dreaming. You try to be my friend, but you're blowing smoke. Holding now, I ain't scared of telling you where you can go, 'cause I know you're nothing but a liar.
Happy trails to you until
This is Phil Nee, hoping all your trails are happy until we talk again.